crouched behind a cluster of ferns. Out on the shore, two figures moved under the gray morning light. One hefted a crate from a skiff grounded on the sand, while the other stood near a flatbed truck just above the high tide line. The marina, where the fishermen docked, was a couple miles south. This was no place to ground a fishing boat. And what the hell was a truck doing on the beach? Alyssa's heart thumped in her chest as she raised the camera. Through the viewfinder, she caught glimpses of shapes carrying the crates, indistinct in the poor light, but the urgency of their movements gave her pause. She recorded a few seconds of video, her hands shaking slightly. The tension in the men's movements, the way they glanced over their shoulders, told her this was important, more important than she'd anticipated. A bird cawed and flew out from behind a tree. Alyssa tensed, shifting her weight and causing a twig to snap loudly beneath her shoe. The men stopped moving suddenly. One of them stepped forward, his face briefly illuminated in the faint light as he scanned the tree line. Holding her breath, Alyssa shrunk lower into the ferns. Only the distant rhythm of the waves filled the silence. Then, from the darkness, a faint rustle of movement, and it was growing closer. Her pulse quickened. Still crouched behind the ferns, she tried to shift her weight, but her shoe scraped over dried leaves and twigs, the sound magnified in the stillness. "Who's there?" a voice barked. Panic shot through her. She gripped her camera tightly, its matte metal cool against her palms. Her mind raced. If she ran, they'd hear her. If she stayed, they might find her anyway. Her throat felt like sandpaper as she swallowed, forcing herself to stay still. A shadow moved ahead. Alyssa's breath caught as a figure emerged from the gloom. She tensed to run, every instinct screaming that this was it. Her fingers fumbled for her phone, the device slippery against her chilled hands as her mind churned through escape scenarios. The phone seemed heavier than it should, her grip unsteady as if her fear had made her weaker. Every muscle in her body begged her to run. But she forced herself to stay frozen, hoping the shadows might shield her a little longer. Her heart pounded as she unlocked the device, the glow of the screen too bright in the dim light. She opened the first app she saw, Instagram, her thumbs trembling over the screen. As the footsteps grew closer, she typed one word, "Help." Attaching her most recent photo without looking at it, she hit post. The screen went dark as she quickly locked the phone. Clutching the phone against her chest, Alyssa braced herself, fear coursing through her like a frayed wire. Her legs made the decision to run before her mind caught up, breath coming in gasps. She bolted back up the trail toward her car. Branches clawed at her sleeves, twigs snapping beneath her boots as the sound of her own frantic footsteps filled the silence. The distant crash of waves grew fainter with every step. She didn't dare look back toward the voices, toward the heavy footsteps, toward the men. She rounded a bend in the trail, picking up speed, then another. She was faster than she knew. All those days running intervals on the treadmill were finally paying off. Her car came into view, and relief surged through her as she fumbled for the keys in her pocket. The footsteps behind her had gone quiet. They'd given up. She'd lost them. Her chest heaved with exertion as her trembling hands pulled the keys from her pocket and dropped them in the gravel. Kneeling, she grabbed them, listening. No footsteps. She waited 5 seconds, then 10, then 20. The men were gone. She stood. A sound froze her in place. The crunch of gravel near her car. She turned, heart trying to escape from her chest, and saw a figure shadowed under a giant cedar tree. Then another stepped from behind the path. Oh no, they must have cut off the path and somehow circled around. The two men stood in the shadows, their outlines barely distinguishable against the misty backdrop. She took a single step toward her car. "Don't," one of the men said. The voice was strangely familiar, but she couldn't make out his face in the shadows. She tried to speak, but couldn't. She positioned the keys in her hand, ready to thrust and stab and fight. "Give me your